Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us. This is our Wednesday Stress Buster show. And we've created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And, you know, we have lots of discussions on various topics, and we feature many, many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And our show is on Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30. It's our Stress Buster show during the week, and then we have a Sunday show from 6 to 7. You can follow our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button, and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com, and our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Marie, I would love to hear from you. And you can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And you can also please go onto our Facebook page of Divine Goddess Radio and like us.
And today's episode is brought to you by Ascension Spirit. Ascension Spirit teaches Mastering Alchemy, a modern-day mystery school that provides practical tools and a step-by-step pathway for preparing the physical body together with its surrounding energy bodies for ascension into expanded awareness and higher dimensional living in our shifting world. For a class schedule, please visit www.ascensionspirit.com. So today I'm going to have Beth start the show because I am really ungrounded right now. She did a little work on me with yesterday, kind of, you know, fragmenting me or putting the fragments together, and I'm kind of ditzy. So here's Beth.
You guys, she's just kidding. She's a little off today, but we need to. There's just a lot has occurred since just this weekend. We had a full moon, a super moon, and now Mercury is in retrograde. And what that means is everything that has not been visited, that's deep within, is going to come up to the surface, even at a bigger level. You want to be, you know, really mindful, and I think that goes on for the next 3 weeks or so. And so this is a perfect segue into what I'm going to talk about briefly. Marie and I came across this on the internet, and it just powed out at me. So it's stuff that I need to hear. So if I need to hear it, I know there's other people out there who need to hear it, because you can go with all this old stuff coming up. You can get frustrated. I'm not getting frustrated anymore. Now I'm physically, my legs are just hurting me. So it can come out in physical pain. It can come out in irritation. You might seem really irritable. I think I just said that, didn't I? So we have two people. So that has to do with, because there's a lot of energetics that are going on and there's planetary shifting. So anyways, here's just some food for thought with whatever it is that you're going through. Just keep moving on the right track. If it's coming from your heart, know that it is of the light. So focus. So there is, believe it or not, there's a lot of focus. And whatever you focus on is what you're going to end up getting. So whatever it is that you want, focus on that you have it, that you can obtain it. Even if it's not currently in your life, just continue to focus, stay in that high vibration going. Don't say, I'm going to have it, or I need it, or I want it. Say, I already have it. And then just get into the momentum of how does that feel. If it's, don't focus on the lack of, like, money, clients. Look at what it is that is going on. So, like, if you are having more happiness in your life right now, focus on that, because you're having a little break here. So when you can't focus, and when we're going through this stuff, we can't focus on the positive and the negative simultaneously. So, because it's just like you can't look at left and look at right at the same time. You have to look either left or you have to look right. So you can't look at the positive as well as the negative at right at the same moment. It's not simultaneously. It doesn't mean it can't switch within seconds, but you can't do both at the same time. So you want to stop. You want to choose to stop focusing on what you don't have, and choose to focus on what is going right, everything. And if it means, you know what, it's for a brief moment that you're not arguing with somebody, you're not having an irrational thought, look at that as a positive thing that's going on in your life. If you're having a break in, you know, there's a lot of people right now, seriously, but I see what's going on. There's a lot that's going on in their life. They're going, everything I'm doing, it isn't working out. Well, that's the universe saying, take another look at it so you can look at it from a different way, another higher perspective, and let go of what no longer serves your purpose and look at what is going right. And a lot of people who are going through the awakening and are having a rude awakening to going, what is going on right now, that's what they're having to examine right now, because it's time to get off your butts and start doing your work and shining the light. So with that, continue to celebrate the successes that are going in your life, no matter how big or small they are. And with that, you'll create results. So choose to focus on creating results. Choose to be happy and joyful. And with that, you're going to see the growth that you have, personal growth and spiritual growth. Get out of the facts. Get out of the figures. Get out of how many appointments. Get out of how many clients you don't have. Look at how happy you are, how joyful you are. And continue to have faith that you are doing what it is that you need to do. Again, if your heart is saying, this is what I want, continue to go for that and trust that it is going to pay off. Remember, there's a bigger picture that is at play here. It's not just individually about you. It's about the whole big picture, the grandiose big picture. And it will be coming because energetically there's, you know, a thing called cause and effect. So as you focus on creating results, continue to have faith. Believe in what it is that you do and act as if you already are successful. Even though you're going, man, it doesn't feel like it, but it's like, be in that momentum. This is what it feels like to be successful. It's not about the money, you guys. It's about being of service and bringing that peace that you're, because we're here to be of service for one another in, you know, in different ways. So, and then we went to this phenomenal, I'm going to let Marie pipe in here also.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of pipe in a little bit about what Mercury retrograde is, in case people don't know. But Mercury retrograde is actually, it's an illusion. It's when Mercury seems to be traveling backwards through the zodiac. So the planet doesn't exactly move backwards. It just it's an illusion. And during these retrograde periods, you know, our plans can go kind of, you know, off the wayside and things kind of turn upside down. But this is a really good time to reflect on the past. So reflect on the past, kind of figure out if you have anything that's, you know, unresolved or you need to finish up things, this is an excellent time to do it. Intuition is also very high during these periods. So if you notice a lot of coincidences, you know, this is a thing that happens a lot with Mercury retrograde. So when it is retrograde, just be flexible, allow time for extra travel, avoid signing contracts. This is an excellent time to review. So review projects and any plans that you have, but wait until Mercury is direct again to make any final decisions. I being in the real estate business, boom, I got hit with Mercury retrograde on a closing, and I'm trying to be very calm and we're being flexible and, you know, it didn't close on time, but we're giving it time to close. And this Mercury retrograde is in the sign of Cancer. So Cancer rules the home. And so expect, if you have any annoyances, to be around, you know, any household duties, gardening, baking, that kind of thing, anything to do with the house. So if you have any repair projects that you might have started but haven't completed, this is the time to do it. So you've got 3 weeks to get everything that you need to do and get done around the house. So I thought I'd throw that in for people who are going, why is everything falling apart? Just be calm and stay flexible and work with the energy.
And on that note, we went to, like, getting back to Marie and I went to this phenomenal seminar on Saturday. It just was, everything this woman said was exactly where I'm at, and she just validated a lot of stuff. Simple little thing that she said to me, man, have I done a switch with it. But it happens to be energetically where I'm at right now. Praise, you know, the Creator for me getting there finally. But every moment, and do it every 1 to 2 minutes, and every thought you're having, every feeling, every word, every action, sit here and say to yourself, is this of the light, is this shining light, or is this shadow? And that will let you sit here and be able to use that as a, what do you call it, not a barometer, that's another word that I'm, but something that will, you'll be able to sit here and say, this is where I'm at, where I'm internally at. Because if you're stopping and thinking, going, God, is this of love or light of shadow? You already know, okay, well, it's not of light, because if it was, I'd be able to answer it in a little bit more simple. Don't be hard on yourself. But then that's just an indicator that you can change your thoughts that simple, your words, your actions, et cetera, et cetera. So is it what I'm doing right now, is it of light? Is it adding more light to the world, or is it adding more shadow? And so that way you're holding yourself accountable and responsible for everything that's going on right now. And you want to use your life force to add light to the world. And remember, like attracts like. So if you're negative and you're down and out, guess what you're going to be attracting more of? That's just the law of attraction. You know, and, you know, cause and effect that goes into that. So, again, take accountability and responsibility for what is it that you're thinking, feeling, and what it is that you're doing. And is there anything that you want to add to that, Marie?
One thing that she said that really kind of struck all of us was when it comes to money, you know, a lot of us are dealing with financial struggles right now. And the thing that she said was, if you're trying to attract money, make sure that you spend some of your money spreading the light. So, you know, even if you're a regular churchgoer and you give a donation, or, you know, if you, for example, our radio show, if you're looking to advertise, I mean, we, you know, that's what we're here for, to spread the light. So anything that you do where you put money to spread the light, that sends out that attraction, that law of attraction kicks in, and then the money starts coming back towards you.
Because you're giving back to the gift of life, not light, L-I-T, L-I-G-H-T. You're giving to the gift of life, L-I-F-E. So the money, having, even if you can't afford it, give what it is that you can. She recommends that it's like, what is it, tithing? Is that the word she used?
Tithing.
10%. Well, you know, a lot of us right now, even 10% is a big deal. But if you can give something, so it's outside of yourself and you're not expecting anything back from it, that is coming from the goodness of your heart and because it's something you want to partake that you're giving to. You don't even get the energy that goes into that when you're lovingly giving something to somebody else without thinking, what am I going to get out of this? Or if I give back, it's going to come back to me tenfold. That you're genuinely doing it because you want to spread the light and you want to give back to the gift of life for your life. So on that note, is there anything else that you wanted to add on to that? I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Well, I mean, one thing she said, you know, is that everybody has the capability within themselves. So, you know, go within, feel the divinity, surround yourself with pure, bright light, and listen to your own self, because your own self can guide you. So, and if you always stay in the light and listen to what your higher self is telling you, it'll help you go down the path and make the right decisions that you need to do for the highest good of yourself, and also to help spread the love and the light that's needed right now to keep the ascension and the consciousness raising for the world. So,
exactly. And, you know, if you want to start doing something, start calling upon, getting rid of, like when you change your thoughts, all the thoughts throughout your life and plus all your past lifetime stuff, and a lot of you are going to come to this realization, you're going to have to clean up your past. Whether you want to or not, you're going to have to do it, either this lifetime or whatever lifetime. So why not do it now? It isn't as hard as you think it is. Been there, done it, still doing it. We all have to do it. But we literally, what we're doing is we're manifesting heaven on earth. And one of the things that you can do is every thought that you have, and this is not giving you the free-for-all that, oh, if I put a negative thought out there, I can just use the violet flame. It's being mindful of the words, the thoughts, the actions, and the feelings, the actions, thoughts, and words that you're putting out there. But you can also work on levels. Everything that I put out there today that was not 100% of the light, I call upon Saint Germain to bring in the violet flame. And what it is, the violet flame is like three different colors that are added together. And it's really powerful because it will transmutate all that negative stuff that's been out there. And it can be turned into, you know, divine unconditional love. So you want it to be at high frequencies and vibrancies. So, which may not mean a lot to some people out there who are just starting to wake up, but use the violet flame to sit here and to to take care of the business, the cords and attachments with your words, your actions, and your thoughts and your feelings that you've put out there either today, either yesterday, the week, the month, the year. And because we've all had those moments to where we've had some thought, irrational thought, that's come into our mind, because it would be lovely if we could be in unconditional, you know, positive thoughts at all times, but there's that little piece of human for us. Oh, cool, look at this. Marie just pulled some cards from, what card deck are you using?
I'm using the Angel Tarot cards from Doreen Virtue and the Life Purpose cards from Doreen Virtue.
And she pulled from Doreen Virtue's tarot cards the King of Fire, which is motivational, idealistic, ambitious, charismatic, focus, communicate with vision and be a leader, advice from someone creative. And I think, didn't I just use the word focus?
Yes. And with being in Mercury retrograde, it's a perfect card. So it's kind of supporting what's going on right now. Focus.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one, let me see. Okay, so let's sit here and give any feedback on that. What kind of feedback are you getting on the King of Fire? For those of you...
Well, I think, like I said, you know, with the Mercury retrograde, where people are trying to resolve things from the past, be focused, be motivated, be ambitious. This is a great time to finish up whatever you need to finish up before Mercury starts moving again. So, you know... Don't let the energy make you spacey or dizzy like it's making me. Just keep your focus and get what you need to get done.
You know, and with what I'm hearing, so that must be the key word right now is motivation, because I know a lot of people are going, what's the point? Because what I'm doing, I'm not seeing results. But this is a perfect opportunity to just really stop and look at, okay, what you are currently doing, what is working, what are you happy with? And again, remember to get out of the facts and the figures and the appointments and the clients that you may not have. Act as if they are there. Feel yourself in it. And that's for all businesses. So imagine that it's there and just know that you're going to get through this, but there's a lot of things that can happen during Mercury in retrograde, and then a lot can be in standstill, you know, until it's through too. So don't take it personal. The universe is not attacking you if it's not working out. Stay motivated, and positive. And just the more you're in gratitude and you can be grateful and say thank you, you don't get that energy out there is a higher frequency and vibrancy. That does wonders for you. So were you going to say something?
No, I was just looking at the next card.
Okay, and the next card is her life purpose card, and it's sensitivity. You're becoming more sensitive and need to make changes accordingly. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that what we've been talking about?
Yes, and also for those of you who are having a difficult employment situation, this card also is good for career change. So if you're contemplating it, you know, if you're in a workspace where you've kind of, you know, your sensitivities have increased, you're starting to pick up energies from around people and it's become too harsh for you, this card is indicating, you know what, it's okay for you to make the change because the angels are supporting you. Sometimes, you know, you can heal a work environment, you can inspire your fellow employees, you can... try to shift and be as optimistic and sunny as you can. But when you start shifting and your interest and your taste start shifting, sometimes what interested you to begin with, it doesn't appeal to you anymore. So just know that if you do have to do a change of employment or a change of situation or a change of environment, it's okay because the angels are supporting you.
And definitely, and for those of you to where you're panicking, going, oh, my God, I'm not ready to do that, just know this can also be the card can also indicate that no matter what's going on in your work situation, it might be to where, here's the thing is, those who are doing spiritual work, a lot of people just up and quit their jobs that were bringing in the continuing income, and I am one of them that did that. It was the best thing I ever did, but granted, it has not been the easiest of journey just financially, but I'm happier. But on that same note, that doesn't mean that you have to quit your job, because that can be the income coming in to pay your bills. So it takes away that ego piece of not worrying about, oh, my God, how am I going to support myself? But meanwhile, it's a good indicator that this is the time for you to start doing your spiritual journeying. So it might be classes you're taking. So whatever you're drawn to, start acting on it now. And so, and then sooner or later, whatever it is you transition into, no matter what it is, you can transition into, you might be the most phenomenal healer. You don't know that yet, but that can take time to build that up. So it's like, so go and do your work, start doing your work, just so it's, you're going, doing stuff that's of the light. It's filling up your life force energy. Then it's filling up your heart, and your heart is loving that. And you never know. It might be to where you start doing that stuff, you shift your energy, and you're bringing that light into that work situation that needs to bring it. So, because right now, you guys, this whole year, everything that is dark is coming up. There's light underneath that dark that is shoving it to the surface. So I have a lot of predictions for this week, but I'm not going to make it public. So I'm stating it confidentially to Marie, and it's going to be interesting to see what I stated, if that's going to be coming true. So it'll be interesting to see. Just step back and recognize the tornado when the tornado is going, you know, around you, and know that you don't have to get into it. Step outside of it. So
yeah, just remember to stay out of drama and chaos. And as the darkness is coming up, you know, the reason it's coming up is because there are more and more people who are starting to shine their light. And the darkness tries to make its last-ditch effort to squelch that light. So the more people shine their light, the more people open, the more they awaken, the dark tries to come in and, you know, say, no, 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 we're not going to be, you know, taken over and squelched. But don't let that shift your focus. Stay focused on what you want, what makes you happy, what keeps you going, what fills you with love, and keep projecting and projecting and projecting. We can't say that enough. You know, when we went to the seminar, that was the main focus of her seminar. Mm-hmm. Love, spread the love, spread the love, spread the light, because that helps everybody to get into the ascension and helps everybody ease into, you know, what we're switching from third dimension to fifth dimension. So, you know, everybody has setbacks, everybody has their days, but, you know, I had my day on Friday, but I work on it, and I work on it, and I try to be positive, and I try to be happy, and I try to be looking at the lesson of everything that happens to me. Everything we go through, financial challenges, whatever, you know, obstacles we face, there is a lesson and there's a divine plan for it that was preset that we have to get through in order to get to the next level. So keep that in mind.
Exactly, you guys. And, you know, right now, just remember there's nothing to be afraid of. You survived your past. Current past and your past lifetimes. You survived it. No matter that deep, deep fear that comes up and you're saying, I don't even know what I'm scared of, know that that is just a program that needs to be looked at. Get to the core issue of what is going on so you can finally free yourself from it. And if you don't know how to do it, there are people out there who can help you with that. I'm one of them. I know many other individuals. If you're needing to be in contact with somebody, it doesn't have to be just me. I have other individuals who can help you with that. But ultimately, you guys, you have the power of being able to do it yourself. You have the power of being able to do it yourself. But when you're in this sphere of, and you're not sure what it is, just know that's a program that's keeping you in that dark. And with this seminar, another key thing that I heard with this woman, and her name is Patricia Diane. Yeah, Coda Rubles, R-O-B-L-E-S. And she speaks my language, very, very simple, down to earth. You can follow it. You can understand it. And one of the things that she said, and it was right where I'm at right now, there is a band of forgetfulness, literally, that is put around us on our physical note that we can't see with our physical eyes, and our etheric body and spaces that's keeping us from remembering who we are, the bright lights and what we're specifically here to do. So it's removing those physical and etheric, that band of forgetfulness. And again, when you remove something, you want to fill it up with something beautiful. So when you're doing that, being mindful, and you're not quite sure what to do with it, again, you can email Marie and I, at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, or you can sit here and Facebook us on and like our Divine Goddess Radio page, and you can ask that question, and Marie and I can answer whatever questions that you have to help you get through this. Or if you have loved ones or friends, whoever, coworkers, tell them about our page. You can bring up any questions there that need to be talked about, because we can guide you to whoever or whatever it is that you're needing to do. Or we can just sit here and validate your intuition if you're having any doubts. So you never know how we can help you. We created that page as a support system for everybody. So it's however you choose to look at it and do with it. So access that service, that resource.
And remember that, you know, fear comes from the lower ego. And that lower ego is part of us. We can't get rid of it, but we can shine the light on it. So love your ego, command it into the light, and then put it into love so that you can get rid of all your fear-based experiences. All of us go through it. I mean, you know, as Beth said, she, you know, left her full-time job, and the fear that goes with it is immense. I've done it. You know, I gave up corporate world and started selling real estate. But you have to tackle that fear and you have to get over it. So otherwise, you'll always sit there, you'll be miserable, and you'll never live the life that you are destined to live or have the capability to live.
Exactly. And I always look at it as everything I go through, I always look at it on this moment, on my deathbed, is this moment going to matter? Seriously, the things that I get my panties in a bunch over, I'm able to let stuff go a lot easier when I go, on my deathbed, am I going to be reviewing this? Is this going to matter? So it makes it a lot easier. But I also have a lot of tool belts or a lot of spiritual tools in my spiritual tool belt that helps me with getting through that, and just because of the community that I'm involved in. So those of you who don't have the community that Marie and I have, again, we are trying to create one so you guys will feel that you have that support out there. So this is why we offer our Blog Talk Radio 2 times a week, so that people who don't get it on Sunday or an hour is too long, we can condense it, you know, to the best of our ability in a half hour. So is there anything else that you're wanting to say? I think I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I want to say before we're finished.
I think we, you know, got the messages that we were guided to get out.
Okay, let me see here. I'm trying to think. I want to give some words of wisdom. You know what? When you're going through a negative thought and when you're forgetting to say, is this thought, this word, this feeling, and this action, is it shadow or is it of light? If you can just start singing a high vibrational song, like let the sun shine in with a grin, that's high vibrational. Is the age of Aquarius? Is that a high vibrational one? I've never really listened to the words.
Yeah.
But I'm going, is that age of...
It's actually talking about what's happening now, because we are in the age of Aquarius. So if you go back and listen to the words, they were, you know, years ahead of themselves, whoever wrote it.
And that, again, was the what? Hippies. The biggest influx of indigos. Oh, and then who does not just feel uplifted with the lion sleeps tonight? Seriously. I mean, you know, and God, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, something. Watch a child's movie that's very high vibrational and it's positive, because some of those movies, I'm telling you. And or start humming. Humming can raise your vibration also. But let it be high vibration. Don't sing something that's lower. I love the 70s, but you have to be mindful of the 70s music too, because some of that was made through the drug period, and so that energy comes in with it. So there's other songs out there, but music can lift your spirits also. So other than that, everybody, I just want to remind you, shine your light. No matter what, you have light within you, no matter how dark you might feel. And remember, Marie and I are here to sit here to be of service, and this is our service to the world. And share this with others that you know who may not know where to turn to. Introduce them to our Divine Goddess Radio Blog Talk page, and just have them listen. Remind them that they can go in and download a podcast at any time, day or night. Again, Wednesdays 3 to 3:30, and Sundays from 6 to 7. And just be happy. Choose to be happy. Choose to be joyful. Choose to be of love and light. And Marie, I would love to say thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. We love you. Even though we don't know you, we can love every single one of you out there. Take a little piece of that, put that in your heart, put it in a suitcase for when you really, really need it, and then you can unpack it. But be well, be prosperous,
and have a really good week. We'll see you Sunday night. Bye.